Good morning. This is Sterling Smith with your ASNA Edge Morning Market Update. And we are seeing a little firmness in the corn and wheat this morning. May corn at 439 and three quarters, up 3 3/4. July at 452 and a quarter is up 3.5. December at 473 and a half, up 2 3/4. May soybeans 1185, that's up 2 3/4. July at $12.25 is down 2. November at 1180 and a half, that is unchanged. May soybean oil, 48.53, down 17, while May meal at 331.20 is down 70. Spring crush at 78.50, up 25. New crop at 107, down 75. May wheat in Chicago, 5.49, that's up 6 1/4. May Kansas City, 5.81, up 7 1/4. May Minneapolis, 6.54, up 3 1/4. The EU is threatening to impose some tariffs on Russian wheat, and that may be lending a little bit of support to the board wheat this morning. May cotton, 92.52, down 205. July at 92.52, down 174. December new crop, 83.25, down 56. The technical picture and the fact that we have the fund buying has abated and is turning into selling is creating some pressure in the cotton market. June live cattle at 185.12, down 28. May feeders, 258.62, down 50. Lean hogs, 100 spot 97, down 205 on the June futures. April milk, 16.34, up 18. May orange juice, 356.40, down 405. Crude oil at 82.82, up 66 as global demand is continuing to lend some strength here, as well as the Iraqi export cuts. May diesel, 273.72, down 2.5 right now, 2.5 cents a gallon. And May unleaded, 274.17, down fractionally. Natural gas at 187 is currently up 5. Gold, $2,179 an ounce, that's down $6.60. May silver, 2509 is down 17. Dollar index, 103.83, up 25. Moving on to stocks this morning, we are mixed but off the worst levels of the day. The Dow is actually positive. We're at 38,940. That's up 149. S&P 500, 5145, currently down 4 1/4. It was as low as 5128 in early trade, though. NASDAQ Composite, 16,035. That's currently down 68 and also trading well off its lowest levels of the day. Interest rates are a little bit lower this morning. The 2-year at 4.69, that is down 4. The 10-year at 4.30, down 2 basis points. The 30-year at 4.44 is unchanged. We do have a Federal Reserve rate announcement coming tomorrow, so that will likely keep things fairly quiet leading up to that. This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.